unbelievable. It's an unbelievable feeling for me. I had some tough days in Ulster finals. I've lost a couple of them before the night. I try to keep that out of the back of my mind because you need to stay focused and calm coming into the Ulster final. But, you know, this is only Monaghan's second, as you said, Ulster Championship win in 73 years. It's an unbelievable achievement for a group of players. I can't compliment them enough. We come in whenever we come in. I think it was after Christmas. We were only supposed to be allowed in, so we say we come in after Christmas. And we've been really tight group together. They've worked extremely hard. And you know what? This is a fact. We have beaten every team in Ulster in the league and championship. So we bet the other eight teams, and I think we deserve to be Ulster champions. You don't get everything you deserve, but I think we played well enough tonight to win the scrape home. But it's an unbelievable achievement for this Monaghan minor team to beat every single Ulster team as we went along. After winning the minor double in Ulster League and Championship, I'm absolutely delighted for these lads. I can tell you, these boys, you don't realise their parents have taken them to training three nights a week. They have stayed in every weekend. I let them out. As I just say, you can go to the cinema the night. I'm not that sure whether there's a cinema they go to or not, but we'd allow them out to cinema maybe once a month. But they've sacrificed their lives, and I'm absolutely delighted for them. I'm delighted for my management team, and I need to cover all this here. You know, David McKeag, Tony Graham, Damien Freeman, these boys are legends at the GAA in Monaghan. Jared McCrudden and Liam Fitzhenry, then me kit men. And Jerry Nolan, what a physio man he is. He has brought men from the dead. We have a fella playing tonight with 10 stitches on the top of his fingers. The finger come off 10 days ago and put it back on and stitched it. And he was one of my best men tonight, Ronan Grimes. Listen, I could go on and on. I am ecstatic, boys, that we won this championship. It is such a thrill for me to manage such a group of fellas and not be betting Ulster after being beaten below in Celtic Park and to come back and turn around tonight in the Ulster final. What a victory. We had some close shaves. We bet Donegal. We were 3 points down with 7 minutes to go. We were 7 points down against Down in Omagh. And we grinded them all out. Tonight, our backs to the wall. But we played some fantastic stuff.
Two great games against Derry. And you know, when it mattered most at the end, when there's no second chance here. Well, there is a second chance, I suppose, for the finalists. But you came good. And a terrific performance in the final by your men.
A serious performance in the final, and I think, lads, to be fair to Monaghan, we should have been farther ahead when they got the goal chance. We should have had the game wrapped up with 10 minutes to go. We missed a few chances, we got turned over, and I was frustrated at half time with some things that didn't go our way, is the way I'll put it. But listen, I was very calm about it. I knew exactly what I was doing. Listen, I'm very proud of this group of players. I would do anything for these lads. These lads would do anything for me. I think they proved that today.
A great game, but I suppose no consolation to yourself. And the penalty was the crucial score. Not a turning point, but the crucial score of the game.
It was a crucial score, but maybe, you know, I think we missed two or three good goal chances too. You know, they were probably as crucial when we missed those. So, very disappointed. I was in an important. They got a 3-point lead, but saying that, we had two or three chances maybe to get an extra couple of points too, you know, towards the end. Boys showed great character coming back right to the end, and unfortunately today wasn't to be, you know. So,
a terrific game, and you have to give credit to the player on both sides for, you know, for giving us such a spectacle.
Yeah, absolutely, and fair play to Monaghan. Congratulations to them. They deserved it. Not about it. They're a very, very good team, but our boys are equally as good, you know. It was a kick of a ball in that game, and we could have easily been the other side of it, you know. So, listen, yeah.
A lot of doubt over the penalty, a 13-metre free awarded, and then consultation with the umpire, and it became a penalty.
Yeah, we thought the Monaghan players put her under a lot of pressure. We thought Pat McEnany went up to her as well, the former referee, so we think she buckled under a wee bit of pressure from that. So, again, maybe she, you know, she'd decided that, it's her decision, and she can maybe reflect on that. But listen, hey, she gave it, and they scored the goal, and we missed our goals, maybe, so.
Yeah. Well, great efforts from your fellas. It was the Monaghan goalkeeper, I think, who pulled off a couple of terrific saves, and only for that, it could have been a different story.
Yeah, listen, we missed two or three great goal chances, and they could easily turn the game in our favour, but today wasn't to be, and our boys played terrifically well against a very good team, and we're very, very proud of them now.